91X News.
It's 1 degree and a mix of sun and cloud at 4 o'clock. From the Kinet Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Daria Beguzheva. From next week, the clients of Royal Bank of Canada on Front Street won't be able to use its services. The branch located in downtown Belleville will officially close its doors next Friday. Next Thursday will be the last day of operation, with the bank then merging with another branch on the North Front Street. Belleville celebrated International Women's Day by an annual march and an event at the library. Sabrina MacDonald has more.
The Belleville Public Library was overflowing with women and men who participated in yesterday's march to celebrate International Women's Day. Special guest Catherine Govier inspired others with her writing and storytelling workshop, The Shoe Project. The project empowers immigrant women to tell their stories by focusing on their shoes. Those who marched said it was a great turnout. Sydney Jarvis said what she felt from marching for women.
I felt a lot. I felt really happy. I felt like I was doing something good. It's like a warming feeling in my stomach. Like it's just everyone was there. It was really cool, yeah.
Visit qnetnews.ca for more information and photos from yesterday's event. Sabrina MacDonald, QNET News, Belleville.
Tomorrow is the last tender call for the general contractor's job for Phase 3 of the Downtown Belleville Revitalization Project. City Council doesn't expect a lot of contractors due to the complex work this project involves. The budget for Phase 3 is $12 million. So far, there are 34 plane takers, most of them are subcontractors and construction associations. City Council will likely choose a general contractor later this month. Two people are facing charges after allegedly trying to purchase Canada Goose jackets across the Greater Toronto area by using fraudulent credit cards. Halton Regional Police began investigation in October 2016 after two men made suspicious purchases at the sales store in Burlington using gift cards. Police say a total of 71 digital gift cards were used. The cards were purchased using credit card data taken from 19 different people in Canada and the United States. Two men are charged with fraud over $5,000, multiple counts of identity fraud, and unauthorized use of credit card data. They will appear in court in Milton on March 29th. During a Queen to West City Council, the city was being asked to provide $240,000 to install lights at Bayshore Field. Queen to West Amateur Baseball Association president Chris Lissell said the field needs lights so it can play and host provincial tournaments and rep and house league games. The funds haven't been approved to date due to budgetary constraints and other priority capital items being ahead in the queue. The project will likely come up again during the 2017 budget talks. Around 300 schools across the province are under the threat of closure. Ontario Minister of Education Mitzi Hunter revealed the numbers during today's question period.
So it's important that, we respect the role of the locally elected school boards as they are leading this process in their communities together with their municipalities, with
Answer.
Parents and with communities, Mr. Speaker. And we know that these are very tough decisions.
Prosecutors now have new guidelines to balance rising caseloads on tight budgets. The government guidelines suggest that cost has to be a consideration when deciding how to prosecute a case. Justice Minister Kathleen Ganley says serious violent cases remain a priority.
The triage protocol is quite clear that when we're looking at this, it's never an instance of taking a plea deal just to save time. It has to be based on the fact that there's some sort of challenges in prosecution.
New guidelines say some cases will have to be dropped to give way for more serious ones. It suggests that for some minor offences, the fact the police laid the charge in the first place might have to serve as a sufficient deterrent. Some people disagree with this. Angela Pitt of the Wild Rose Party is not sure if this can happen. Is not sure if this can happen in a system that is focused on the clear-cut, cost-effective cases.
Sending a message, especially to women in this circumstance, is completely unacceptable. I mean, we believe you. I believe you campaign is an extremely important one. And, what is coming out of this report is exactly the opposite.
Canadian mayors are concerned over budget cuts in the United States that would cut programs designed to help protect the Great Lakes. Budget proposals drafted by the administration of the United States President Donald Trump include decreasing funding for the Environmental Protection Agency by 25%. The project was fighting invasive species, cleaning up pollution, and otherwise preserving the lakes since 2010, and it would receive just $10 million in funding in 2017. Mayors in Canadian communities located along the Great Lakes say the funding cuts would be devastating and have long-lasting impacts. Donald Tusk has been re-elected as the president of the European Council. He says he recognizes the paradox in getting re-elected despite the opposition of his native country, Poland. Polish Prime Minister Beata Szydło has lashed out at Tusk, saying he couldn't be impartial when it came to dealing with the government in Poland. The leaders voted 27-1 to give Tusk a 2.5-year term. That's QNET News on 91X to 405 Sports is next.
Are you looking for some excitement? Well, Quinty Bowl is the place for you because when the big lights go out, the fun begins with Rockin' Bowl. Every Friday and Saturday night, starting at 9:30, the live DJ cranks up the great music and turns on the party lights. And it's fully licensed. Looking for something for the whole family? Quinty Bowl has your back with Laser Bowl with the same great lights and music every Saturday night from 7 till 9. Whether out with the family or friends, Quinty Bowl is the place to be. Highway 62, just north of Walmart, call 967-BOWL or like them on Facebook.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406 Sports is next. A former NFL quarterback, Vince Young, has signed a contract with the CFL Saskatchewan Roughriders. Roughriders head coach and general manager Chris Jones says he's excited to have someone with such an experience, but Young will have to learn the details of the Canadian game.
It's certainly a different game. I mean, there's an extra DB out there that hadn't been roaming around on him, and, you know, there's a lot smaller guys that are running around up front defensively. They're probably a little bit quicker than some of the guys in the NFL. They're more like linebackers, so it's going to be a little bit of an adjustment.
The Carleton Ravens opened defense of their Canadian University Men's Basketball Championship with an 85-69 victory over Calgary today. Manitoba's Mike McEwen is taking on defending champion Kevin Cooey in this afternoon draw at the Tim Hortons Prior. McEwen is leading the field at the Canadian Men's Curling Championships at 7-1. Cooey is one of the teams hot on the heels at 6-2. The Chicago Bears have released veteran quarterback Jay Cutler after 8 seasons with the team. Cutler set several team records over his 102 regular season starts with the Bears, but was unable to lead Chicago to make in the way of postseason success. The Washington Redskins will sign Terrell McClain to a 4-year deal when free agency opens. McClain, a former Dallas Cowboys defensive tackle, called the deal dream come true. Sources say the Cleveland Browns will sign free agent guard Kevin Zeitler. The source wished to remain anonymous because the deal will be announced later today. Simon Burke has signed a 3-year entry-level contract with Montreal Canadiens. A 20-year-old Burke produced 40 goals and 144 points in 245 regular QMJHL games. Send us your team or league scores to our email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. It's 30 degrees and partly cloudy. West wind blowing with 18 kilometers per hour. A high of 0 degrees is expected this afternoon. It will stay mainly cloudy later tonight with a low of minus 10. At 4:08, it's 1 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Daria Bekujiva, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.